It's because, like, if I were to explain my dad, like, or my mom about, like, protests, I have. It's like, it confuses them at first. They're like, they're not against it, but they're just confused. They're like, yeah. I don't get it. I don't get what's happening.
Like, what does this do to help? And I was like, you want to ask, take a history lesson. This is what our founding fathers of this country did.
Yes.
When they disagreed with the monarchy.
Yeah.
We are disagreeing with our government and their handling of things.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean we don't like the entire country. We're fucking citizens of this country, most of us at least. But we're trying to inspire change. Back at Latinx Nation. I am one of your hosts, Sal, and I am with my amazing co-host. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Carla.
Melanie.
As I have a piece of melon in my mouth.
Melanie.
Melonu. Alright. Yeah, we're off a little bit.
A little bit. It's still hot, but it's getting better. It's getting better.
It really is, though.
Yeah. It's like
the past 2 weeks have been fucking awful on the heat. Like,
so bad.
I just absolutely fucking hate it. And it makes me grumpy, makes me like itchy because I have like eczema. So it just it makes me rash up everywhere and anywhere. And it's just like annoying as fuck. My hair is just like, I can't do anything with my hair. It's like, I'll shower and I'm like, oh, my hair's gonna be down. No, it has to go fucking up. And I can never do a proper bun. So then I look like I just had a lazy day and I'm like, I just showered.
Like, I've been productive, I promise.
Yeah, but it's like, no. Nope. It makes me not want to do anything.
I know. Today was like the first day I put on shoes in like a month.
Yeah, you've been wearing fucking rainbow.
I've been wearing rainbows like this whole time because it's just so damn hot. And I'm like, I'm not doing this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it is getting better, thankfully.
Thankfully, yeah.
And, you know, it makes me really grateful for like all those people that don't really have a choice. They're just out in the street.
Seriously, though.
Taking in this heat. And it's been getting cold at night. I don't know if you realize that.
Mm-hmm.
It got real cold last night when I was heading home. I was like, what the fuck is
I
this?
I actually like, used my blanket. Like,
oh, damn. Like that comforter?
Yeah, it's like the, like, wool?
The wool?
Wool. I'm like, how do you fucking say
it's
that?
It's a weird-ass word, man.
Yeah, like, I actually used that blanket yesterday, and I'm like, oh, it's actually cold.
That's crazy.
And I'll use usually, like, a really thin blanket or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's getting colder at night too.
It's like, all right, the season's starting to change now. But at the same time, it's like, it's Halloween stuff in stores and shit. I'm like, it's September, man. Let me enjoy my birthday. Hold up.
It's 2020. Right now, anything goes.
Anything's gonna happen.
It's like, anything to make anybody happy, which, if it's Halloween, fucking put everything out there. You have to.
Exactly. We're all gonna be messed up anyway.
God, man, 2020's been a bitch.
It's been crazy. I just saw a meme recently where, like, someone exemplified 2020 as, like, an Uber Eats biker. Mm. And, like, there's just shit on fire.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. There's been so many of those. And it's like, what else, you know?
Yeah.
I don't even want to ask that question. No.
No, don't even ask that. I mean, what else?
There's even little things that we don't even hear about, huh?
I know, yeah. There's so much stuff. Like, even, like, stuff that's going on in, like, Texas and
there
Louisiana.
There was, like, in the Midwest, too. Yeah, like, in Iowa, Louisiana area, there was, like, storms.
Oh, yeah, there was a big-ass storm in Iowa.
Like,
well,
two fucking storms at the same time.
At the same time, two hurricanes. It was Category 4.
That's, like, never happened before, huh? Or it's, like, happened,
yeah,
like,
it's never happened.
Has,
like, one of them was like, a Category 4 hurricane, and one of them was just, like, just bad.
Did it already pass through? Do you guys know?
It passed through, no?
I don't know.
Just recently?
I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that.
Unfortunately, the first person that I do know that was a casualty of it was a 14-year-old girl.
Damn.
It was messed up.
Damn. Yeah, they were saying, like, if you didn't leave, you're pretty much just signing up for your
death. Yeah, like,
you're dead.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
They said it was two, like, you're not surviving these two storms.
Mm-hmm.
People were like, no, this is my home. Like, I'm going to stay. And it's like, you know, like, you want to respect that, you know, but at the same time, it's like, we don't want you to die.
Yeah, like, what are you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would get the heck out of there.
Yeah.
Personally.
Well, you know, it's people that are, like, they're attached to their homes, you know, like, what they created.
But not only that, but it's like,
it's about to be destroyed, unfortunately.
Yeah, but not only that, like, what do they, Like, what are they going to do after that?
Yeah, like, you're going to have to rebuild.
What if these people don't have the money for that? What if these people don't have the insurance for that? Like, it's, some of these people is like, I got nothing else. What am I going to, or where am I going to go to? Like, okay, I can leave, but where am I going to go to?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't even have enough money to drive on out of here. Like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Like, that's, I wonder if there's, like, organizations or different funding, like government funding or anything that supplies those people for that.
For some, at least with some kind of assistance, you know? You never know. You never know, you know?
Yeah.
Thankfully, we're not in that position, you know? But,
yeah. You know,
we're here to help in any cause, you know? We always put the word out. Yeah, yeah, anything, yeah.
For sure. But...
Well, yeah, and in today's episode, we're mainly just trying to reflect on what's been going on the past week, and then, like, also, we took, like, a week off of, like, the podcast, you know, the organization, just trying to, like, recenter ourselves and trying to look more forward in a clearer perspective, I guess I would say.
Yeah.
And really, a big thing that caught my mind was, like, just taking advantage of the life that you have. Whether you're, like, not in a privileged lifestyle or you're, like, you're in a situation where you could be dead tomorrow. Yeah. It's really taking advantage of what you have, you know? So, one big thing that I do want to say is, like, rest in peace to Chadwick Boseman.
Dang. Wakanda forever, dude. Yeah, that's crazy.
He set such a high example in Hollywood. Dude. I didn't realize how well-known he was within, like, actors that all of them spoke really highly of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that he has so much class. He has so much, like, his demeanor towards things was, like, very, like, it was graceful. He was just a good dude, you know?
Yeah.
And
well, it's like also...
You don't really see that in Hollywood.
No. Anymore. And also, like, the parts he played, you know? Like, what's that baseball movie he played
42, when he was playing Jackie Robinson?
Jackie Robinson. Fucking one of my favorite movies, like, out there.
Good movie. Yeah. That's what introduced me to him.
Yeah. So that movie, like, I mean, he played in so many good roles where it was, like...
Yeah.
He was very influential, very... I know he, like, had said a quote.
James Brown?
Yeah, like, he had said a quote saying that, like, every part he wants, every part that he plays, he wants it to be an influence to his community. And I think, you know, that's what we should strive for. Whatever you're doing, you know, like, as a teacher, Melanie, or, like, sound engineer, or is it, like, as a coffee professional, like, we have to strive to do something, like, that's going to influence our community.
Exactly.
You know, and we've been given a skill, we've been given something that's, like, valuable to us that others don't know about, and we as much as we can, we have to try to, like, share that and really build upon it, and
exactly,
I don't know, just have it where it brings some sort of acknowledgement and education and joy to that other person.
Exactly. And he was the best example I could think of as of right now. You know, and he silently was like, you know, I have colon cancer.
I didn't know that.
No one knew that. Yeah, probably his close friends or something, but, like, he was diagnosed in 2016 with stage 3 colon cancer.
Shit.
I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
And then he signed up to do Black Panther.
Fuck. That is insane.
It's insane.
How old was he?
43 when he died.
That's the craziest thing.
And me personally, I never noticed that he looked acabado, like, at the end.
Yeah, a lot of people I saw.
He really
that.
Did.
He did.
I can't remember seeing him losing a lot of weight.
I just thought he was losing
and
weight.
He looked
for a role.
Like, very weak, and a lot of people were, like, calling him out on that, like making fun of him in a way.
Yeah, it was like, why is he looking all skinny and shit? And I was like, you don't really know.
That's just an example of, like, you shouldn't judge anyone because you don't know what they're going through.
Exactly.
Yep.
And it's crazy, you know, like, the influence that he had, it's like, that's the influence that we got to strive for. Or, like, we can't, everyone's fighting through their own battles, like you were saying. But we have to be able to, like, strive to be better than we were the day before. And that was what I really got from him, looking back on his life and what people are trying to attribute to him. So, like, I really respect a lot of people that are, like, during these troubling times, you know, they're finishing school or they're going to be, like, stepping into the new career. Like, you mentally, you're going to... In that next phase of, like, becoming a teacher, where you're doing your student teaching. And I want to shout out, like, as well, teachers and students that are starting this new school year in such weird times right now. So weird, where you got kindergartners, like, on Zoom calls and shit.
I know, they're supposed to know how to type and like.
I know, send emails,
send emails and stuff. Oh my god.
Man, they're more productive than I've been.
But yeah, as funny as it is, like, it's hard. Yeah. I imagine how hard that can be. So, you just started today, like, if, like going into like a staff meeting at like the school that you're at. Mm-hmm. And like, how was that? How was it today? Like,
it was just interesting. I didn't expect ever to do my student teaching this way. A lot of people were like, they were like welcoming me, and they were like, such a weird way to start, huh? And I'm like, seriously, like we did a staff meeting. Every teacher was in their classroom, mm-hmm. but on the computer for the staff meeting. So
wow,
it was weird. Yeah.
You haven't met any of the kids though?
No, not till tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
which is gonna be virtual.
Yes, it's gonna be. Well, meeting them, it's gonna be dropping off like drive-through stuff, like supplies to them, so they're gonna pick up that, and then
the drive-through.
I know. And then teaching's gonna be online. Some schools are, and some teachers will eventually be teaching in person, but thankfully, I'll be teaching online.
That's good. Hell yeah.
It's just more safe.
Yeah, it's safer that way. It has its challenges, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at least you're safe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and I was telling Melanie, I think there's already a couple of schools that have already opened, and I wonder how that's going, you know? I wonder how that's affecting the curve with COVID and everything.
I know, I heard, like, I don't know what state it was or another country. Indiana, where they opened and then they closed the same day because a kid had already got COVID, and so they had to close, like, right away.
Yeah, so they closed it down.
Which is crazy. It's just like, I mean, what do you do in that situation, you know? Because it's like, these kids,
we're exposing them.
Yes, but like, they need to learn, you know, and learn, like, the parents need to go to work. It's like, mm-hmm. how do you do that, you know? How do you like have your kids at home doing virtual classes, but then yet they have to go to school, and some parents can't afford daycare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's mm-hmm. like, I don't know, like, you just run into so many things like that, you know, and it just sucks.
Like, how does that even work out? Like, how do you tell kids, like, all right, you gotta grow up now, and you're like fucking 6?
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of videos where kids were like, I just want a friend. Like, they want that interaction with other kids, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's sad that
I think these fucking kids are going to be geniuses when they get to our age.
Geniuses, but we're going to have to teach them social skills.
Very antisocial, yeah.
I feel like we were already on that route, to be honest.
No, we were.
Now it's just escalated.
Yeah, so now we gotta show them that it's okay to, like, be social. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, because what the generation before was already, like, mm-hmm. antisocial.
Yeah.
Like.
But they wouldn't admit it.
No.
Until they're adults.
Yeah.
Yeah. They became a norm.
Exactly. So now it's going to be more antisocial. But if you look at it, a lot of those younger kids that, like, were already antisocial, like, these kids are fucking becoming off, like, they're becoming wealthy off just these virtual things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And they're 18, 16, some, I've seen fucking 13-year-olds, like, being richer than I'll probably ever be. I don't know. Like, it's like, how? Just because you're on YouTube doing this, it's like, I couldn't do it. Well,
the influencers, yeah. And then, like, just different times, really. Like,
it really is. It's like, okay, where was I born? And where's my money? Where's my riches?
But yeah, it's another thing that brings me back. Like, take advantage of your situation.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Especially, there's a lot of dirty shit happening right now.
Oh my god.
You know, that hasn't changed, but it's coming more and more into light. And it's just like, if you believe in something, I believe you should fight for it. You know? Yeah. You don't have to hurt nobody, but you should fight for your beliefs.
Yeah.
And that, I feel like that kind of gets mixed around in, like, the whole.
There was something my dad would always tell me when I would go out driving, when I had barely gotten my license.
Mm-hmm.
I would come home late, and he'd get really mad at me, and he'd be like, why, like, you're not using the car, like, for the week or something, mm-hmm. right? And I'd be like, why? And I get really mad, right? And he'd be like, because, like, and I tell him, like, you know how I drive. I drive well. Like, I'm a really great driver. Like, you know, and he's like, yeah, I know you are, but I can't trust the people out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's like, I kind of relate that to a lot of things in general, you know? It's like, okay, you can have a passion for going out to protests, going out to rallies, going out, as simple as riding on your car. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, but...
Like honking your horn.
Honking your horn, like all that stuff, you know? But you don't know the people that are out there. And so it's like, so I'm not saying like, don't protest, don't rally, don't ride on your car, don't honk the horn, like to protest and support. Do those things, but just know and be aware that there is some crazy ass motherfuckers out there.
Yeah, there is a danger.
No filters. You know, we've seen it multiple times within the past 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Just in the past 3 weeks. I mean, obviously, we've been seeing it.
We've seen it since we were young.
We've been seeing it since years, but we've been seeing it a lot 2020 already.
Yeah.
But really specifically, the past 3 weeks have been intense. It's like, I feel like I'm back in June when the George Floyd and it was June, right? Because I left. Before, yeah. Well, yeah, but then like all the rallies and we got really locked intense, down, like, right? We got locked down in June.
Yeah,
I think in June.
May, June.
Because I remember I had like gone to Utah middle of June. So yeah, it might have been May actually. Yeah, May. But anyways, like the past 3 weeks, I feel like I'm back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's like,
all right. It's getting worse.
Yeah. I mean, we had that. I think it was in Illinois, that kid that just shot up some protesters that was carrying like a rifle around or something. And he just walked right by the cops. Cops didn't say anything.
In the video, you can see he's turning himself in, but the cops didn't do shit.
Yeah.
They just looked at him.
SWAT team passed by him, and I'm like, how the fuck? If that was a colored man or woman or person in general.
We have this expectations that they would actually be put down.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was this 17-year-old kid that he's walking by. He's, like, raising his hands. I was like...
His gun!
At least talk to him.
He's raising his gun.
Yeah, he's like, talk to him. Like, yo, he's like... He literally has his hands up. He had his gun. He was like, all right, let me move this around. Like...
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like... I mean... I don't know. Yeah. There's different stories behind.
Like, yeah, a lot. There's a lot more details coming out about what happened that night. Where like you can see the dude that one of the people that he shot did have a pistol in his hand. So supposedly he was getting shot at.
Mm-hmm. But still, but this kid is carrying a rifle. He's how old is he?
17.
He's 17 years old. He's carrying a rifle. Like.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get it. Like.
Why did it get to the point where you got both sides having guns in their hands?
But then there's also stories behind where this kid is coming from.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Like, he's connected with, like, white supremacist groups. And it's like, see, things like that. Like, there's so many crazy-ass people out there.
Why did it get to this point?
There's so many fucking crazy people. And we had protests in Portland this past week, I believe, and one person died from Trump supporting protest, and then BLM protesters clashed, and then shooting started happening.
Exactly.
So things like that. So it makes me fired up, really. But it's like we can really do all so much, which is do whatever we can, but just do it in a safely manner.
Yeah, because you know? Now we got people like in Seal Beach over here yesterday that there was a complete anti-protest. Of, like, when, like, a lot of people that we know, they went to go, like, protest, like, all the injustices from police brutality. You had a whole other protest protesting them.
So, it's like, where do you put the line, you know? Where it's like, hey, protest, but yet, like, I don't know. There's just so many questions in my mind and my heart about it. And
but, like, people are going to have their own beliefs, but it's like... Where does your belief stand where, like, people are getting killed for no reason?
More than anything in my heart, it's, like, I'm really angry. Like, not as angry as, like, I've been, but it's, like, I feel like there was a speech that Jacob Blake's sister gave at one of the... I don't know where she was at. I don't know if it was a press conference or it wasn't the funeral, I believe.
No.
But
he hasn't died, has he?
Jacob Blake?
Yeah,
he got shot.
No, but he hasn't died, right?
I haven't looked up into it more.
Because that's the last time that I heard that he was just paralyzed. That's right now.
Damn.
That he's still fighting for his life.
Damn. Look it up. Maybe it shows. But as you look that up, I was thinking of what she had said at the press conference, and she goes on about how she's been seeing this for years happening to her family, to her community, to her culture.
Their grandfather is Reverend Blake. He's the guy that took over the organizing of protests and peaceful protests after MLK died.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow. So yeah, you know, she was talking about that, and she's like, I'm not angry, I'm not sad, I haven't cried one bit, I'm numb. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm just paraphrasing what she had said, but the numb part, it really caught me because I'm like, it's so true, you know? It's like, in my example, I guess I could see, I can be watching Immigration Nation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll cry in certain parts, but it's like, I'm numb. I can't cry anymore. You know, so how do we, overcome that? How does a person psychologically, overcome that or fight that? Or, I don't know, you know, it's a really, question that I'm like, I ponder on a lot, because it's like, there's so much shit happening within people of color in this country, and I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
I fucking hate it so much. It's like, my dad yesterday, I was talking to him, and we've been talking a lot more lately, and he's like, hey, guess what? And I'm like, what? Your uncle's coming in September. And I'm like, what? The border's open? And immediately, I kid you not, I started looking up flights, and I'm like, they're not that cheap. I mean, they're not that expensive. And I'm like, okay, wait, COVID is a thing. I can't COVID just go a to a different country. Yeah. And so I'm like, ugh. But it's like, for me personally, Guatemala is my place of peace. So it's like, oh, I want to leave this fucking country. Oh, it's just so frustrating, you know, because there's so much shit happening here. I mean, not saying Guatemala doesn't have shit going down, but...
it's a different vibe.
Yeah.
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 Especially because of your perspective. It's like, I've been going there for years. Yeah. You see it differently.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What's it called? As of right now, according to the Wall Street Journal, Jacob Blake was handcuffed to his hospital bed, but is no longer handcuffed. But he is currently paralyzed from the waist down.
Fuck.
Shot 7 times in the back, hitting back inside his car. 3 kids were there. A lady reported that her boyfriend was on the premises at the time, that he wasn't supposed to be. And then the reasoning is that he went there to stop a fight between 2 women, according to his family, and that he was there, and then they 2 officers stun gunned him. It worked. And then he got up after that, and then he went to go into his car, leaning forward. He got shot 7 times.
Yeah, because he didn't do anything, you know? Yeah. It's like, I'm going to go to my fucking car. Fuck this, then. I'm trying to help. You know, yeah. I'm going to go to my fucking car, and then...
So, yeah, now we have to wait for more information to see what's accurate and what isn't. But to be shot in the back 7 times...
And still being handcuffed as he's fucking dying on his deathbed.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I can't.
That makes no sense.
With his kids in the car.
I can't. That is fucking...
His fucking 3 kids in the car, man. Come on.
Yeah. Like, how do you even bring kids back from that?
Yeah. I don't see why you had to shoot someone 7 times. You know? I understand if you missed. All right, you shot him once.
There's also, I was reading a story the other day. God, I wish I knew his name. But it's actually here in Compton. Man, I'm gonna look it up because I don't wanna. But what is his name? Anyways, I'll have to find his name and I'll have to post about it. But there's this kid. He just turned 18, and apparently he was shot 4 times as well. Jeez. And there was there's insight about the story behind the cops in Compton. That they have a gang themselves.
Yeah.
They all have a tattoo that matches each other, and yeah. it's shooting up people is like a...
That's their regular
It's
thing.
It's like a game.
It ain't nothing
And they
new.
Celebrate after they shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the... I was reading about this, and I was like, I really have to look up this
It's
story,
like some though. Shit you expect in the movies, but this is what inspired movies in the first place. These
My fucking
cops.
God, it's ridiculous. God, I really wish I knew his name. I need to look it up.
Yeah. Supposedly the LBPD has a similar structure.
Really?
Yeah, because they're still attached to each other.
Okay, yeah.
A lot of cops, they alternate, like, throughout their careers.
Oh, man. But, yeah, dude, there's just been so much shit happening. It's... Yeah.
It's like, if you're not in the know, like, this shit is surprising, but it's like, we've been hearing stories about this since we were kids. Like, at least I have, you know, because I grew up here. You know, this is my only home. I was telling Melanie the other day, like, it's crazy the perspective that you have, where, like, you grew up in, you grew up in Wilmington for a bit, then you moved out here to Long Beach, and then you moved out, you went to, like, Utah, yeah. And then you come back and you see all this change, and I'm like, for me, it's crazy, because I saw the change firsthand, where I saw things, like, I saw the change happen in front of me.
Yeah.
Where, like, you see the good, and you see the bad, and you see the ugly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I mean, coming from, like, by the way, his name is Andres Guardado, and it was actually in Gardena, I believe.
Oh, it was in Gardena?
Yeah, I'll have to look more into it and read more about it. But yeah, there was just so many things about it, and really, it's, yeah, it's terrible.
It's terrible, yeah.
But, yeah, so, growing up here, I mean, when I was 9... or 8 maybe, like, I lived in the projects in San Pedro, and I remember, like, as simple as a guy getting shot in front of our apartments, and I'm just out here playing, you know, my dad all of a sudden fucking grabbed me and puts me inside the house, and we're like, what the fuck happened, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's like, it was just another, like, it was just gang violence.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I remember, you know? And so I remember growing up to that. I remember growing up to, like, you hear something that even sounds as fireworks, you're still on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're throwing yourself on the ground and things like that. You know, yeah. You don't wear specific colors. You don't say specific things. You don't talk to, like, particular people.
Yeah.
You don't go to places by yourself. Shit like that, you know? And it's like, if I was playing as a little kid, like, I had all these rules as a little kid. Like, you don't go around the block and play. You play right in front of the house, mm-hmm. and that's
where
it.
Where they see you.
Yeah, like, that's it, you know? Yeah. So I didn't really experience, like, hey, let me go hang out and... with my friend around the block. Nah, you're going to stay here. They can come here.
Right here, yeah.
They can come here, but no, you're going to stay here.
Yeah, exactly.
Things like that, you know? And so then I moved to Utah, and it's, like, very...
It's different.
Different. Right. It's a whole different, like, landscape of everything. There's the mines, the diversity, the communities are very different.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, I never really experienced anything dangerous in Logan. I mean, we left our cars unlocked, our houses unlocked, like, our windows wide open. Like, we had friends that left their fucking car door open at some times, and I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Like, probably forgot. But things like that, you know, where I'm like, okay, you know, this is normal. But it's like, for them, I never really got out of the mental picture of, no, like, I can't, like, do that, you know?
Yeah.
I gotta lock everything. I gotta, like, and really just, like, keeping my guard on a lot of things.
Yeah. Like, Melanie just walked in back inside, so we were talking about how, like, the difference is between growing up here and growing up in Utah, and how you two both had a similar situation where you guys both moved out there at one point in your life, and, like, it's crazy, like, the differences between there to here, even though you're in the same country, on different parts of it, it's, like, drastically different, the situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, you know?
Yeah,
it's very different, but it's, like... I mean, I'm grateful for it, you know, because it definitely gave me perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And it gave me, it gave me perspective and opened my heart and mind to a lot of, like, different kinds of people,
mm-hmm.
different kinds of minds. But then, like, coming out here, I'm back at my roots. You know, this is my birthplace, and it's my roots, and I definitely am more educated in a lot of things. And it opened my eyes to see, wow, what these people said at church when I was 16 isn't okay. Like, oh, what my white friend said to me when I was going into varsity soccer as a freshman, that's not okay, what they said to me. Like, now I'm, like, starting to reflect, like, these things aren't okay, you know? Like,
mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, it definitely, like, I'm grateful for it, but it definitely was like, oh, shit, like...
Hey, that's not cool.
Huh.
Like, you're put in places where you're meant to be safe, and it's supposed to be, like, a good environment. But then there's those people that they will take advantage of that situation.
Yeah.
Like, no, you should do it like this. Or no, you're this type of person.
Yeah.
Because I said so.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why, like, going back to the shootings, the protests, the rallies, everything that's happening, I think, you know, there's different perspectives out there.
Oh, yeah.
There's different perspectives, different minds, different cultures out there. You know, yes, we are supporting the BLM movement.
Yeah.
You know, and just people of color, we're supporting it. And we're there to support as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go to a BLM protest and be like, nah, all lives matter. It's like, dude, this isn't about all lives matter right now. Do you not see all these people getting shot right now?
It's like the whole discussion that came about that is like, how are you going to say that all lives matter with trying to say still discrediting another race?
Exactly.
It doesn't make sense.
Exactly. And I've ran into that multiple times. Like, friends in their workspace, say when the whole protests with George Floyd started happening, and they work at like different, I think they were working at like a ramen restaurant in LA. But anyways, they were telling me that the first day that they were doing protests, there was a protest outside their shop, and they got notified the day before. And the manager of that ramen shop put on the windows, like, all lives matter. Because, like, but it's a culture thing, though, too, you know? Mm. I think the owner of that shop was, like, Korean or something. It was a different culture, right?
Mm.
And he wasn't like, and so my friend had to like, hey, that's not cool, dude. You're going to get broken into. And he's like, why? Like, do you see all these like protests, all these like looters like going around breaking this? Like, okay, but I think you're missing the point. So she like had to educate him. Like, look, this is the difference in this.
Mm-hmm.
There's a different perspective in it. It's because like, if I were to explain my dad, like, or my mom about like protests, I have. It's like, it confuses them at first. They're like, they're not against it, but they're just confused. They're like, yeah. I don't get it. I don't get what's happening.
Like, what does this do to help? And I was like, you want to ask, take a history lesson. This is what our founding fathers of this country did.
Yes.
When they disagreed with the monarchy.
Yeah.
We are disagreeing with our government and their handling of things.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean we don't like the entire country. We're fucking citizens of this country, most of us at least. But mm-hmm. we're trying to inspire change.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like, there's different perspectives out there. So as much as, like, you believe in your topic of belief, whatever it is, I think we all have to really learn how to be patient as well.
Oh, and
learn how to, like, there's different learning curves. You know, I can't expect my mom or my dad be fully aware of, like, where this is all going.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
Like, for heaven's sake, I was trying to explain to my mom about Amazon, like, what Amazon was. Like, as simple as that, you know? It's like, I'm like, yeah, mom, this is a thing that, like, ships out products from whatever you want to order. And she's like, oh, now in my mind, I'm thinking, she probably thinks the whole internet is Amazon. You know? So it's like, you know, the learning curves. Like, we have to be aware of the learning curves. Like, as much as, like, for example, as much as we believe in voting, right? Mm-hmm. And I believe that it's a strong tool that we have as citizens, you know, of this country.
Mm-hmm.
I can't sit here and be like, you need to vote, you know, like, mm-hmm. to everybody. I can't sit there and push it on somebody, because maybe someday they're going to get there.
Yeah.
Maybe they won't. But it's like, I have to at least be able to share my beliefs respectfully. And that's where it's at. That's where it's at. Like,
that's the beauty of this country, what it was meant to be.
Yeah.
You can say what you want, but you don't have to enforce it on top of this.
Yeah. So, I know sometimes it's, like, easier said than done, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, for
it's,
sure.
like, being patient with, like, how we're explaining things to people, you know. And, yeah, really kind of keeping our distance from anything that could just, like, come back and, like, because you're in control of what you are saying. You're in control mm-hmm. of what you're doing, what you're, like, thinking, everything. You know, you are in control of you. But you're not in control of that other person. You're not in control of that other group that's protesting
mm-hmm.
Make America Great Again with Trump, whatever, like Trump supporters. You're not in control. And you, by going to a protest in front of them, screaming or doing whatever you're doing, it's not going to change their perspective.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying don't go protest and don't go do these, but it's like, You're in control of what you want.
You have to come in with that awareness of, like, yes, you're not going to change everyone's mind in the same day.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to go and you're going to say what you're going to say. You're going to do what you're going to do. Hopefully, respectfully, and safely as you can.
Yeah.
But the people that are going to loot, they're going to loot.
Yeah.
You can't control them.
Yeah.
You can tell them, don't destroy shit.
Obviously, but, yeah. And obviously, like, as people of color, we can be as patient as we want. We're always, I feel, this is my perspective, okay? This is just my opinion. This is the way I see things. I feel like we're still going to be targeted as much as people, white people. Like, that's just how I see it. Because it's like, I can be standing next to a white lady and we can both be arguing the same thing, same voice, tone, but who's going to be targeted? Me.
Yeah.
As a person of color, as a Latina of color. Like, the white person is going to be looked at as, oh, she's educating us. But then, even though I'm saying literally the same exact motherfucking thing, I'm going to be targeted a lot faster than her. So, I'm not discrediting that, you know, yeah, go with patience, but yeah, just know that that is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as people of color, we have to be aware of those things. Like, I was telling Dwayne the other day, I'm like, because I don't know what we were talking about. I think he had gotten, like, a keychain from his aunt and it said, I think it said something like, Black Fathers Lives Matter, that his aunt gave him. And it was, like, a really cute keychain. And I told him, like, we started talking about the topic, and I told him, like, it's crazy that, like, we have to get the talk about, when you go out there, be careful, you know?
Yeah.
Don't run. If cops go, like, start, for no reason, pull you over, don't run.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't even, like, put your hands in your pocket. Like, that's what I do, honestly. Like, when I go to stores and I all of a sudden hear that thing beep, you know, like the alarms when you're about to exit the doors.
I just stop.
I'm like, I didn't do it.
Shit.
I'm like, I immediately, immediately, dude. Because I'm like, I don't know.
Because I don't want to be blamed all of a sudden like I did some shit.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know?
Yeah. Yeah, so.
And that's the talk that even I had. And I'm like white as fuck compared to everybody else around
But me. you're different.
But I'm still different. People still recognize that I'm still different.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, that's just my perspective. I'm not trying to, like, put my, you know, foot in my mouth, but it's really kind of just giving you guys perspective, what I've grown up with. And I'm still learning. I'm still learning a lot about this because sometimes, like, I'll be naive and I'll be like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You know, because I grew up in Utah and I didn't know these things. And I'll still get, like, pushed around in these, like, different, like, jobs or I don't know, just different perspectives, you know, like it has also molded my perspective.
Exactly.
And so I'm still being educated, I'm still learning. That's why I'm excited for school to start.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
and we should never stop being educated.
Yeah.
I mean, that should never be a thing. It was like, oh, I'm educated now I know everything. It's never true.
Yeah.
You know, so like, just to end off this episode, just want to let you guys know, like, you know, anything that we talk about here is our opinions and we make it very clear.
Yes.
And what's it called? If you disagree with us, that is okay. You know, we still want to hear from you. We want to know, like,
let us
your
know.
Opinion. Yeah, let us know.
Because,
like, stuff that you don't agree with.
Yeah, because we're not here to just educate or inform people. Mm. We're here to get educated as well and get informed.
Like, what are some things that we got wrong?
Yeah, like, I'm always wanting to learn so much more. And, yeah, I just, because there's a lot of things I don't know how to wrap my mind around it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. So, Melanie, anything else? Sal?
No, yeah, cool. I said what I wanted to say. Just be safe, be respectful, and everyone has their own battle.
So. Yeah, for sure. It is not a competition.
It is not a competition.
Like, oh, I've had it worse than you. No.
Like, bitch.
I've had it better than you. No. It is.
That doesn't matter.
You are your own life.
Yeah.
So, but, all right. Well, thanks, guys. We appreciate it. DM us if you have any questions, any concerns. If you want to nominate anybody, please don't forget about the website. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear about you. We'd love to hear what you're going through as a protester, as somebody that's been targeted, as somebody that has a vision, or, you know, just we want to learn about your perspective. So
yeah, exactly.
For all sure. Right. Well,
be nice, be safe, be kind, do what you got to do.
Yeah. Va pues.
Vamos.